Paul Tonko, I recently interviewed Nan Haworth, and I asked her, in terms of these coming elections, on this very program, whether or not Social Security was on the table. And I posited that it's possible that the Republican candidate for president will win, that Mr. Romney will bring with him a Republican Senate. You might still have a Republican House of Representatives and a Republican Supreme Court, which would be, I guess, what they call the hat trick or whatever. And I said, when things like Medicare and Social Security are on the table, that could portend, since the Republicans in the House have tried to change these, that could portend real trouble for seniors. And she answered that we have agreed, that the Republicans have agreed that Social Security is safe, that that's off the table. Do you believe her?
No. I think what's happened here is an outright effort to privatize Social Security and to voucher out Medicare. And, you know, this whole scenario of are you smarter than a fifth grader? I think fifth graders can connect the dots here very easily. You know, super PACs have come into play last election, 2010. Super PACs are those nondescript PACs. We have no sense of who has put them together, but they are in the billions of dollars worth. They're huge, powerful special interests that without any, you know, identification through autonomous measures, come through and provide campaign resources. And I think that was a huge dynamic in converting the House to Republican control. These would include big banks, big oil, big insurance. Now, why would you want to privatize Social Security? Because you're trying to appeal to and respond to the requests of big banks. And so when you privatize Social Security, you're giving the big banks more money. You're giving them the opportunity to manage these portfolios, which we know was the outcome in the recent recession, where across this country, tons of Americans had entrusted their retirement savings through portfolios managed by these firms, and America's economy was brought to its knees, and households lost tons of money, trillions of dollars. And now, you know, you also see with the Medicare situation, the insurance company stands to gain because you're sending people out into the private sector, which is going to be more expensive. One of the beauties of Medicare is that it was far cheaper. The insurance was provided far cheaper, and it provided stability and sustainability for American senior households, senior citizen households. Prior to Medicare in 1965, household budgets for seniors, retirees, would be immediately drained in many situations where healthcare issues kicked in. And it's quite, you know, a reasonable assumption to know that as you age, there's going to be a reach to a healthcare service. So this is putting, again, seniors in a risky situation where they have to dig deeper into their pockets. So no, I do not believe the assessment that Social Security is safeguarded and Medicare is safeguarded. It has been a cornerstone of their platform. And just recently, President Bush endorsed candidate Romney. And we know that those same policies that President Bush had threw us into a recession. You know, they had the keys to the car, and the car went into the ditch. And now they want the keys back after we have done this painful aftermath exercise where you had to clean up the mess. And at times they even told us we weren't cleaning up the mess quick enough, never were willing to grab the mop and help, but told us we didn't clean up quick enough, and now they want the keys back to drive the car back into the ditch. I think that, you know, their statements have been very telling, but their actions have been even more telling. And the Medicare issue, the vouchering, would require the senior to dig deeper into her or his pocket, and the privatization of Social Security would put at risk a program that's over 75 years old, 76, 77 years old. And interestingly, President Franklin D. Roosevelt required a contribution because he wanted ownership to be part of the scenario, part of the process, so that if they ever did attempt to privatize it, the public would say, hey, wait, that's my investment too. It was a very clever strategy to save it in the beginning. It's been under attack since before it was approved. And the same is true with Medicare. And, you know, again, just recently I heard Representative Ryan on TV saying we have to go after the entitlements. They're after these programs. They're after domestic programs. And, you know, it's also you can pay for tax cuts for the millionaire and the billionaire. And middle-class values, middle-class needs, middle-class investments have been ignored and denied by the majority party in the House because of the tail-wagging-the-dog scenario with Tea Party thinking, extreme far-right thinking, guiding and forcing and pushing moderate Republicans who would have fought this off, but they're overpowered by this extreme element in their country.
Speaking of which, the third Republican House is, of course, the Supreme Court.
Right. And they well come, said.
Well, I mean, I think it's just obvious. And they come up with, you know, Citizens United, corporations are people nonsense. And also, there is continued resistance to campaign finance reform. Is there any good news here?
Well, not good news quick enough, but I know that our House, and I'm working with people like Representative Chris Van Hollen, who is working on a disclose measure. Otherwise, we, you know, and I'll get to that disclose in a minute, but the other scenario would be to amend the Constitution, which, you know...
That ain't going to happen.
Right, and that's a much more difficult situation. But if we could at least get disclose as an outcome where you have to identify who you are, where the monies are coming from, then at least if I see this kind, benign message that is provided on TV in order to trick the voter by saying perhaps, we don't want to clean up our smokestacks. We don't want clean energy, clean air. And then the viewer gets to read at the bottom of the screen, paid for by polluting, dirty oil company, ABC. They now connect the dots.
Yeah, but the image makers don't say paid for by polluting, stinking oil company.
Well, no, but the disclose would require at least that, you know, the sources would be there.
Right,
right now, California has a disclose act for their statewide elections, and it has worked in identifying who the source is. And when we see who these people are, for instance, 60-plus sounded so benign in the last election. I had many seniors telling me, hey, finally somebody's speaking for us. And I said, well, buyer beware, because what you have here are those who are resisting reform that is carved and designed to better the senior community, to enhance the senior community, when in fact they were forces that were resisting the change, denying the investment and the ability to stretch the dollar for the senior.
So do you ever get dejected?
Do I get dejected?
Yes, as a result of this.
You know, there are those down moments, but you immediately pick yourself up because you know that the challenge is there. And without the counterforce that you need to provide, a lot of these programs would just streamline through. And so when you do get dejected, you just need to refocus, gather up your energy supply, and move forward and acknowledge as best you can and message as best you can what really is happening. You know, you talked about the Supreme Court as a political body. I would suggest many people now are thinking of them as politicians in black robes.
Yes,
and
so,
that is,
so what?
That is a sad commentary on where our judicial branch has come, because you would hope it was much more pure.
You know, I have
that.
A lot of hopes, but that's the way it is, and they're not moving. And if Romney wins, he'll appoint even more of them to that court.
Well, that's why I think this election is so telling, Alan. This is such a telling election, because super PACs will become even more powerful. Imagine billions of dollars that are going into hidden accounts that are going to select candidates. They hire them. They actually buy seats in Congress. That's the new trend now. And once they're there, they're not there without any kind of commitment, absent of any commitment. You know, the IOU comes quick. That's why I was asked to support.
I like that. Yeah, IOU comes quick.
Support undoing a 40-year-old Clean Air Act. Support undoing a 40-year-old Clean Water Act. Support getting rid of a one-year-old return of the regulator to Wall Street. Support defunding programs that are there, accounts that are there to implement the Health Care Reform Act. You know, it's all a selfish, insatiably greedy agenda. And it's all about dismantling the middle class and empowering those on top. And when we gave those on top a tax holiday, as we did with the Bush tax cuts, when they got their tax holiday and the advocacy for the tax holiday continues here from the Republicans, what's the outcome? A slush fund. What do they do with the slush fund? Set up a super PAC. What do they do with the super PAC? Hire people to run for Congress and then seat them, buy the seat for them in Congress, and then the policy gets enacted. So it's a vicious cycle that will undo the American political scene and that will paralyze America's middle class. We can't afford to have a thoughtless outcome in this election. People need to see exactly what's going on and speak forcefully at the polls.
I just want to say thank you, Paul Tonko. You certainly are on your game today, and we appreciate your being here.
Well, it's always a pleasure to be with you and your listeners, and thank you for the service you provide.